have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are. Some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. Stars and the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, yeah, today, gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some live and ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. Is it only look and see, your glory in the great heavenly? They'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent God. Yes, you're glorious. The mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are, no one's holy like you are. You are, yes, there's none besides you. You are, and there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. I find no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Is it a you? He is the main. And so much more. Oh, we worship him. In the beauty of his holiness. Go on and worship him. Worship him. Worship the Lord. Is there anybody here? Anybody loving like I do? Then say you are. Your Gloria.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings this afternoon. Hallelujah. From Mobile, Alabama, from the Church of Forever Flowing Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. We are excited and elated to be with you on tonight. Amen. Somebody say, well, I need to hear something. What's going on? What's all the buzz about? Well, we're going to get into that just a few minutes later. But I need for you to do me a favor. That's call your neighbor, call your friend, call a buddy, call a pal, call a aunt, call a saint, and let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the air tonight. So get them here. I don't care how you get them here. Just get them here real quick. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're thankful tonight to be here with you. Amen. It's been a couple of weeks that we have been off, but we are here tonight in rare form, and we came to do what God have already given us to do. Amen. We're going to let God have his way on tonight. We're going to let God open up our minds on tonight. We're going to let God reset our minds on tonight. We're going to let God recalibrate our minds on tonight. Listen, God is getting ready. He's doing it right now. He is doing in us what we have never seen being done before. Some of you find it, you know, you're really not certain of how to move, how to act, how to feel, because it's new. The Bible declares that he says, I'm making all things new. So because we're not used to it, don't diss it, because you don't know everything that we're experiencing. It could be the hand of God all on it. But sometimes we diss things and we miss God because we don't think God will use us in that way. I'm telling you, if you want to be used by God, this is the hour. This is the moment where you begin to open up your spirit man for the things of God. This is the moment where you are, where you walk in every open door, every doors of opportunity that God has opened for you to be able to do what he's called you to do in the earth. Listen, we are walking ambassadors. We are the walking epistles in the earth that God is using. So you ought to yield your members, yield your body, your mind, and your soul over to God so that he can use you. You look at other people and you'll be wondering, well, how they got that anointing? Or what did they do to get that anointing? And I want that kind of anointing. Well, some things comes with a sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for the anointing on your life? What are you willing to render unto God for all of his benefits? Are you giving up things? Are you giving up some sleep? Are you turning down your plates? Amen. Are you praying and interceding on behalf of others? Or are you trying to witness to somebody? Are you trying to bring people into the kingdom? Or are you being a busybody messmaker in other folks' affairs? So you just got to know what side of the fence that you're on. I want y'all to declare for the rest of this Gregorian calendar year that you would not allow anybody to intimidate you, manipulate you, or frustrate you. And this hour, you are ready, you are focused, your mind is set on the things above, hallelujah, because you got destination in your view, and you refuse to let anybody get you out of position with God. You refuse to let anybody make you miss God. You refuse to let anybody cause you to miss your blessings because you were too in tune with them and not in him. Oh, glory to God. On tonight, we coming real good. Hallelujah. If you can hear me well, I need somebody to let me know that they can hear me well on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So listen, people of God, let me get the accolades out of the way. I am so happy to have been with my family, my Elation family, in the beautiful city, hallelujah, of St. Louis, right? We were there maybe almost 2 weeks now, I was just so happy to meet all the beautiful faces. But let me say my husband came back, and he ministered to us that Sunday. We left Sunday morning. We were at home, and that afternoon for church service, we went to church. Our bodies might have been tired. We might have been tired and sleepy, hungry, and everything else, but we came to church. See, the thing is, what are you willing to sacrifice? Most people would have came home, probably went to sleep, got up and ate, and went back to sleep. But no, we don't do that. When you got a charge to keep, hallelujah, when you got a God to glorify, you'll get up when everybody else is sleeping. You'll get up and pray and talk to the Lord when everybody want to sleep. You understand what I'm saying? So we went to church, and the bishop said this concerning St. Louis. He said, when we were in an arena where everyone was celebrating everyone else, right? Everybody was being, well, those that were being celebrated, they celebrated someone. And then, but he said, I witnessed how these people came together, and they are all in the same town. They work together. They have different initiatives, and where everybody that works with each, you got the banker, you got the this and the that, and all of these organizations, they were all working in sync We can't do that as a people, and it's sad. I mean, it's really sad that we cannot come together and work together, work effectively together. So my husband was so impressed. He said, shoot, I almost want to go back. He said, I almost want to go back and see what I can see if I need to move there. And we just laughed. But listen, it is important that you get with your tribe. It's important that you get with like-mindedness. If you want to succeed and be successful in everything that you have desired or your passions or your things that you wanted to do in life, you need to get around people that have the same like-mindedness, that's not threatened by your anointing, that's not threatened by your gifts, hallelujah, that is not intimidated by you, and those that are not in competition with you. You need to get with them, amen, and y'all need to work together to do what you need to do, because two is always better than one any day. If you got a partner or a collection of partners, making it a collaborative effort, it is always better than your one self. You hear what I'm saying? Because when you got a team and y'all working together, you can get the job done. But sometimes when we're doing it on our own, and we got our own other things we're trying to do, it gets hard trying to be the only one making things happen. But it's a blessing when you could get with a group of people, of movers and shakers, you know, in the kingdom. So we were blessed to witness that. And I thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim tonight. Amen. I thank her for her vision. She is a visionary. She knows how to put who with who. She knows how to put what with what, and it works. Amen. And it works. The formula that God has given this woman of God, it works. Amen. And I had the pleasure of meeting her beautiful daughters. Amen. I see them. I encourage, you know, her concerning them, but I was able to meet them in person. Amen. So, and the whole shebang. You know, Bishop Richards, amen, my cousin from Buckusa, Alabama. Let me stop. I was able to meet him. And I mean, it was like we've been knowing each other. All of us been knowing each other for a lifetime. And that's how it's supposed to be. When you are kingdom and kingdom minded and you are a kingdom builder, you never meet strangers, right? Everybody you meet is your family. Everybody you meet, you cool with. But that's when y'all got that little broke man, little man syndrome mentality, that every time somebody go up, I got to snatch them down. I got to destroy their character. I got to destroy their name, their reputation, because I don't want them to supersede. But so, y'all, it was just a beautiful whole weekend. And I just, you know, I'm like, Lord, I like being around that kind of stuff. Everything was positive and upbeat. Everybody was helping each other. There was no big eyes, little U's. You know, it was just beautiful. So I said all that to say this. I thank Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Galatians Family, Galatians Magazine, every chairperson, every board member. I thank God for each and every one of you. Now I want to thank God for my husband, because behind the scenes, he makes it possible. He makes sure that I'm where I need to be, when I need to be. He makes things maneuver. We both retire, make things maneuver so that I can be on time and be where I need to be. So I give God praise for my husband on tonight, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. I thank God for him. All right. And the Forever Flowing Ministries family and every entity and everything else, every group that's up under our ministry. So I have my sister that I want to give a shout out tonight. She may not be listening, but I want to shout out Pastor Michelle. Pastor Michelle worked so diligently to bring Dr. Kimmy's vision to pass. She worked so diligently. And you know what, y'all? This woman worked and was not feeling well. And she did an excellent job. Everything was done with a spirit of excellence. And that's my kind of people. And we're going to continue to ride. Amen. Because that's just what we do. So listen, you guys, there is a word from the Lord on tonight. We're not going to be long before you, but we want y'all to get your paperback Bible. We're just going to do I started this on Sunday, and we're going to just come. Pleaded or whatever way God want to take us. Amen. I want y'all to be encouraged, because some of you are still in the shape that you were in 5 years ago. Some of you are not progressing. Some of you are at a standstill. Some of you are being hindered. Some of you don't know which way is up. Some of you are confused. Some of you are allowing your spirit man to be contaminated. So therefore, you are walking around lost. Listen, it is not the hour where you need to be lost. You better hear me. It's time for you to find yourself. Somebody need to find yourself. Say, it's time for me to find myself. If you don't know who you are, it is time for you to ask the Father, who am I? Father, what is my position in the kingdom? Who am I? What do you want me to do? What is my purpose? You need to know who you are in God. You got to be assured of this one thing, because a lot of people don't know, and then you got some who say they know, and they're not operating from it. Listen, don't brag to me about you know who you are, but then you living beneath your privileges. I expect you to know who you are in God and to live accordingly. Yes, we're all going to have some bad days, some ugly days, some sick days, some hot days, some cold days, some warm days. Yes, we're all going to go through the struggle. Come on, because it's your struggles that causes you to rise above your problems. Sometimes you have to have a struggle in order to go on your knees. Sometimes you have to have something to happen to you in order for you to pray. So whatever God has to do to get your attention, I want you to know tonight that he will do it. He shall do it. If you are marked of his, if you belong to him, if he have chosen you before the foundation of the world, you can run, but you can't hide. And I want you to know, I don't care. There's no mountain high enough, and there's no valley low enough that can keep God from getting from you. Baby, God can reach you in hell. If you go there, he can come right there and pick you up. So we need to stop running, and we need to yield to the Holy Ghost, to the anointing that's on our lives. I'm not telling you everybody got to be a pastor. No, I'm not saying that. Everybody don't have to be a pastor. You can be a teacher. Amen. Teacher of the word of the Lord. They don't mean that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have to be behind a pulpit. You can be on the outside. We need outside workers. Amen. We need those on the outside working the hedges and the byways, the highways, the triways. We need people on the outside going into the communities where there is famine, going into the communities where it's homelessness. You know what I'm saying? We need people out there. But you know what? We have gotten, the church has gotten so modernized. And because we know we could do everything on the inside, we are failing to reach those on the outside. Everything we do, we got to do it inside the building. Well, what about outside the building, right? It is work outside. That's your outreach. Get out there and do the work. Amen. Stop all this talking, and get busy, right? Amen. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Can y'all hear me? All right. Thank you loud and clear. God bless you. Make sure y'all tagging people now. Make sure you calling them, letting them know I'm here. Amen. Father, we thank you on tonight for this day. We thank you because this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, God, open up our minds to be able to comprehend what you're trying to say to the church. Open up our ears so that we may be able to hear crystal clear of what you want to revelate to us. Father God, let us be able to digest this stuff. Let us be able to eat the whole roll. Help us to learn more of you, oh God. Let our ways be pleasing unto you, Father. Lord God, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for healing and deliverance. It's all in Jesus' name that we do pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Listen, guys, we're not going to talk about anything political on today, but that Trump is in the running for the next president. Amen. Hallelujah. I told you he was coming. Y'all thought I was lying. Some of you thought, oh, no, it couldn't be because they were going to have him in so much legal catastrophe that he wasn't going to be able to get out. Trump is now on the ballot. But is it the 2024 president election or 23? I don't know which number it is, but all I know is he's on the ballot. All right? So all of those who keep doubting the prophet, you keep doubting the apostle, keep doubting me. Amen. You're going to learn. You need to listen to what God says through me. Amen. So anyway, that's all I want to say. I'm going to leave y'all alone because I know some of you got to pick your face up off the floor. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm going to go and let you pick your face up. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So if you have your paperback Bibles, let us go to 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. Amen. And we're going to slow it down just for a quick minute. The Bible, in verse 1 reads, 2 Kings 4 and 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thine house? Let me say this. God is saying unto you tonight, what shall I do for you? Some of you, you begin to cry, you murmur, and you complain, and you think that that moves the hands of God. Can I tell y'all tonight, murmuring and complaining, tear dropping, snot rolling, will not move God's hand. God moves his hand based on the words that you say. If you repeat his word, if you confirm his word, if you speak his word, if you declare his word, he hastens over his word to perform it. Now that will move heaven. Amen. You need to have a posture of obedience, a posture of prayer, a posture of faith, a posture of enthusiasm, or what I call expectation. You need to be in these postures, and that will cause heaven to back you. That will cause heaven to move for you. But a lot of times when we pray, we don't even believe some of the stuff we asking God for. Some people say, I want to pray to God and that he would tell me who I am. Listen, God, listen, all you got to do is to ask. You have not because you ask not. And then some of you act in a mess. Some of you playing with it, and you really don't believe God. And I need that noise to be quiet. You really don't believe God. Amen. I'm talking to my background noise. You really don't believe God. You don't believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So why ask? If you're not going to believe him, don't pray. Please don't. You're wasting time. Go find something else for your silly self to do. Because anybody in their right mind, if you're in a tough enough situation, when you go to God, baby, you better be hungry enough to listen, even if it takes all night, if it takes 2 days to get an answer from the Lord, if it takes 3 days to get an answer from the Lord. I'm reminded of Brother Daniel. Amen. I don't care how many days it takes, as long as you get the answer that you need. Amen. Glory to God. We give up too easily. I see that with the young people. They will, instead of going through the frustration of a thing, sometimes things are frustrated, but it belongs to you. Why not ride it out? If God said you can have it, and then a problem arises, you can say, never mind, I'm not going to. So it was schooling. Well, that was too hard. I'm not going to take that test. I'm going to switch careers. And why we do that? We give up so quickly. And if you do that now, you're going to do that for the rest of your life. Stop giving up on what is already yours. You got to learn how to have endurance. You got to learn how to fight. You got to learn how to get in the race. Hallelujah. You got to learn that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endureth to the end. You got to stop quitting every time something go wrong. You got to stop throwing in the towel because you can't have your way. Stop having all these pity parties like you a 12-year-old and grow up. My God. I don't know where they're coming from, but God, have your way on tonight. We give you free course. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. So he says, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? In the house. And she said, thine handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels, bar not a few. Listen, some of you, God gives you specific instructions before the blessing comes. But some of you, you overlook or override what the Holy Ghost have already spoken to you when the blessing comes. For an example, the Lord want to bless you, drop down on you $100,000 from a fender bender. And here, the Lord, and you know you're going to get this money. Here you go. Well, Lord, I'm going to write out. The Lord told me to bless this one. The Lord told me to bless that one. The Lord told me to give a certain amount for the building fund. The Lord told me to do this and do that. All right, soon as that money drop in your account, you forget about everything you told God you was going to do. You forgot to pay your tithes and offerings. You forgot to help the church with some building fund. You forgot to bless your uncle. You forgot to bless your brother. All that went to, listen, it went to hell. That's where it went. You forgot about what you told God you were going to do. God told you, he said, when it comes, this is what I want you to do, because we got to understand, when God bless us, he doesn't bless us for us to be blessed. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. Y'all got to get the principal thing, and then you can have it in abundance. But listen, when you do what God has told you to do for people, and it may look like you ain't got much left for yourself, I want to let you know your obedience will work a miracle for you. You must obey, though. But if you don't obey, you won't see the blessings. If you don't obey, you won't get the blessings. If you don't obey, you won't see it play out just like God said. Some of you so hard-headed. Some of you, I mean, you can beat it. You beat your head with a stick and it wouldn't touch it. It wouldn't bleed because it's just hard like that. God give you godly instructions. He give you godly principles. He gives you his he gives his wisdom on a thing. And then when the money show up, you forget about it. Everything gone out the window. Then, you know, the Bible talks about a fool and his money will soon depart. So some of you get money and you got a hole in your pocket because you didn't do what God told you. I want y'all to know tonight, God's giving instructions for your life, for the rest. Listen, you need to do vision boards all around this world. Everybody under the sound of my voice, and those that come back by replay, do you a five-year goal-oriented vision board, right? Especially a vision board for the kingdom, though. Don't be doing it, but I want to learn how to sing a rap. I want to do this. I want to be a stripper and all that. No. If that was your kind of goals, then you need deliverance. Come on, somebody. You need deliverance. Hallelujah. So here it is. We need to make sure that we are lining up our desires, our aspirations, that it lines up with who God says that we are. Why? You preachers want to have another side talking about, well, that's my good side, but my twin evil side is this. What's those matrix people call that? That's my twin side, the evil side. Well, I'm a dominatrix. That's it. I'm a dominatrix in the evening. Amen. And being on in the mornings, I'm in the kingdom. Y'all stop playing. Y'all play too much in church, and you've been playing for so long till nobody takes you serious now. You know what I'm saying? You're losing your witness, y'all. You got to find yourself. It's time tonight. If I could say anything to you, it's time to find yourself. Find out who you are. Look in the woman in the mirror. Look in the man in the mirror. Find out who God says that you are. Lord, who do you say that I am? Who am I in the kingdom? What is my purpose? What did you bring me here to do? God, show me, because I've been running to and fro like a crazy person, and I need to be in the will. I need to be in your will. Show me your will for my life, so that I can hide your words in my heart, so that I don't sin against you. We need to be sure. We need to be sure. We need to be certain, and we need to clarify. If you want to know, you need to talk to God. He can clarify all of that and some. And then God may not saying nothing to you because you don't take time to listen to what he has to say. He may use his servant to give it to you. He may use me to come and confirm who God says that you are. Amen. But my job is always to lead you back to him to pray and ask him first. And then I'll confirm after you tell me what he told you. Amen. Because sometimes if you don't do people like that, they're always wondering, you know, I'm not God. I'm just a servant. Amen. So you need to learn how to hear God for your one self. Amen. Glory to God. So those were the instructions. He said, go borrow these vessels abroad. Amen. Abroad. He's telling her to go. So when he said abroad, that does not necessarily mean up the street. Now it also, but it says abroad of all thy neighbors. So that means if she got to go way to another country and they close, you know, because for an example, if I'm in Alabama and we could say Mississippi is abroad because it's close to me. You understand? Like Florida is close to me. So even wherever you got to travel to get what you need, sometimes people, you have to go beyond outside. outside the scope in order to get what you need from God. Sometimes the little prayers that y'all been praying, Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow, and now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Listen, it might have worked when you was 2 and 3. Come on, somebody. But the prayer you prayed last year don't even work this year. Because, see, God is doing a new thing in the earth, so you got to ask God to give you a prayer of strategy so that you can be able to strategize against the enemy so that you can bring this baby to pass. A lot of times we don't think that we have to have a certain prayer, but it's his word that makes things come to pass. It's his word that brings it to fruition. It's his word that he manifests, hallelujah, in the earth. But you got to be able to know. You got to know the word. You got to study the word, right? You got to rightly divide the word. Amen. So this person, she had to go abroad. And she went to get empty vessels, borrow, not a few. He tell her, don't not listen, get every one you can. Why was he telling her that? Because he knew who he was in God. He knew that he was the prophet sent by God to bless this woman. Let me tell you something. Every time you're going through in a situation, God already got the one that's got your deliverance in their hand, ready on set and go for you to come through or come by their way or come through or come up the street, come to the ministry. They are waiting on you so that they can obey God. Just like God dispatches his angels on assignment for you, they move on his at his voice command, right? The angels move at his command. They are waiting on you, but you have to ignite them. If you don't use them, they are sitting there and being ancient, right? You got ancient angels, just like you got some ancient demons that's coming up, that's creeping up out of the water. So listen, they are on assignment. You are on assignment. We must fulfill our purpose in the earth, or you'll be one person that died, and they can say, you know what? That was an anointing on that woman's life, and she didn't fulfill none of it. Who wants that to be said over them? Who wants people to think that you didn't obey God to the fullest? Listen, find yourself, y'all. Find yourself tonight. Find yourself. All right? So here it is. I'm going to recap. One day, the wife of a man from the God of the prophets came out to Elijah. Your servant is, my husband is dead. You well know what a good man he was, devoted to God. And now the man to whom he was in debt is on the way to collect by taking my two children as slaves. You see how, let me tell you something. Every one of us got to die, right? Make sure your affairs are in order. Let me say this. Because when you die, the debt collectors, everything that you got owed, if it's still owing on your house, if you don't have the insurance to pay the house off, when you die, the collectors are coming to get your estate. They call down to the probate court in your state, and they want to know, we have a client, whatever the person's name, we want to know if they have an estate. The probate court will tell them that you have an estate, but they are not lied. They cannot tell you how much the estate is worth. And then people, then they go ahead and send in to the probate what you owe. All right. Do you not know some of your creditors can hold your stuff up from your children, from everybody, unless, you know, the family go ahead and release to pay them, and or some creditors won't even touch you. They just let it go on, be what it is. And that happens too. All right. They write it off, you know, okay. They write your debt off. But here we see these men came, baby. They came. Soon as the men died, they came. And if you know, and with my way, I think sometimes I believe some of these people just didn't die of natural causes, because we see how they live 300, 800 years old, 700 years old, 600. And then how your husband and spouse being taken off the face of the earth, and man of God, somebody could have had them assassinated. Y'all come on, talk to me tonight. Come on now. These people are being taken off the earth right now. Those that are in the industry, the music industry, what we call they, arts and entertainment, they are being taken up out of here. Some of them are being taken before time, amen, and some of them being assassinated because of what they are believing in now. Some of them don't want to be a part of the Illuminati. Some of them don't want to have nobody, you know, telling them what to do, bending them over. You know what I'm saying? They want to be able to control their own music, their own whatever it is. So all I'm saying is, these people were there to collect the debt and put her sons in slavery, meaning that they were going to get the money out of the children, the boys, that the daddy owed, right? They were going to work them as slaves. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted to convey her heart to the prophet. And Elisha said, I wonder how I can be of help. Tell me, what do you have in your house? Listen, y'all want a prophet in your life. God give you a prophet in your circle. And some of you too dumb that to recognize them when they on the scene. Some of you too dumb, they be trying to help and assist you, aid you. And you so dumb, you think you can do it by yourself. God got people on assignment waiting to assist you. But you are too dumb to ask for help. You are too I don't want nobody in my business. I don't want no. Okay, then you stay broke, busted, and disgusted. You stay going through in your marriage. You stay going through in all relationship that you have with people because you're so prideful. You don't want to open up yourself to nobody. We all have been in a position where that was uncomfortable for us. God can't use us in our comfortability, so he has to get us out of our comfort zone in order to get the best out of us. So then God sometimes has to stretch you in order to bless you. He has to cause you to stretch left, right, up, down in order to get all of the things that he don't want in you out of you so that he can put back what he needs in you so that you can be fruitful and multiply and replenish and assist and aid his people. I'm talking better than y'all saying something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I feel Jesus. So here he says, the woman says nothing. She said, at first she told him she didn't have nothing in the house. How many of you know that when you have the Holy Ghost is a teacher, it's a rewarder, it's a reminder, it's a conviction, it's it'll tell you everything, all truth. Amen. It's a truth carrier. It's a truth carrier. And so she said, I don't have nothing in my house. The Holy Ghost checked her spirit. She says, oh, well, I do have a little oil. I do got a little oil. See, she had made a mistake and said she didn't have none. We got to be watchful of what we say that quick, but God checked it right quick. See, she was saying she didn't have nothing. Be careful when you're saying you broke. Be careful when you're saying I ain't got nothing. Be careful when you're saying I'm bad on my luck. Well, you shouldn't have no luck because either you're blessed or you're cursed, baby. Make it make sense. You should not be, you got to watch what you say because words have power and you're going to eat the fruit thereof, whether it be good or bad. Amen. So you got to be careful what you're saying and speaking over yourself. This is the hour I taught our church on Sunday. You will not, I told them they have my approval to get people straight when they come prophesying over them, when they come trying to speak over them, and if some of their parents tell them to go on somewhere with their familiar self and try to use familiarity to convince them that it's God and it ain't God. When people coming to you talking negative, talking, speaking lies, they're trying to declare something over your life, some junk, you have the power to say, I rebuke you in the name of God. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. I rebuke you, demon. Because you're lying. Come on here. I gave them permission Sunday. I said, when y'all start being bold like that and start checking people, they won't prophesy. They won't prophesy out of you never again. They'll say, nah, I ain't going to say nothing to her because she embarrassed me. Now, it's not about embarrassment, but aren't you tired of people lying to you? Aren't you tired of people always with this false myth and it ain't God? Aren't you tired because they telling you what they want in their own spirit and they trying to put it off on you? You don't bit more want what they want? God didn't bit more tell you that that was your husband. He didn't tell you that because that's not what you wanted, but he thinks that he's your husband, so he tell you he's your husband. And you like, Lord, now this man look like a dinosaur. Lord, I didn't ask for no monster. I didn't ask for a creepy crawler. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I asked for him to be 6'2", or 1 or 2, dark, handsome, and articulate, and a hard worker, a man that love you, a man that ain't lazy, don't mind providing for his family. Come on, somebody. Y'all better start telling God what you want. He know what you need, but you tell him what you want. And then in the process, when you're telling God what you want, then you say, Lord, now I give you free course. Lord, give me the man that you want for me. And when you give it, when you open it up like that, God can't help. Yes, yes. God can't help but to give you. He can't help but to come back and say, I'm giving you what you need. See, that's the thing about it. We have so many what we don't want. till we don't even realize what we really need. See, you need to have someone that's going to be compatible with you, someone that's not going to fight you in ministry, someone that, if you say you got an anointing on your life, they down with it. They're going to push what's on you instead of trying to tear you down. They're going to help encourage you to move forward. Y'all gonna compliment instead of, oh Lord have mercy, instead of competing against each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going back into the word of the Lord. Let's go back to let's pick back up. He gave her the instructions. God has given some of you the instructions. Have you been following the instructions of the Lord? Amen. To the T. I'm gonna tell the truth. Tell me the truth. Have you been following the instructions of the Lord? Verse 4, it reads, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Here goes some more instructions. Y'all, I'm telling you, it is important. It's going to be vital for your life to follow the instructions of the Lord. It is so important that if you don't follow the instructions of the Lord, you're going to miss it. I'm telling you, I hate to say it like that, but you're going to miss it. All right? So, glory to God. Verse 5 says, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Listen, y'all, don't you want something in your life that if you done bought 20 or 30 vessels and you done poured the oil is yet pouring, don't you know that's more than enough? I'm about to tell y'all something. I just want to tell just five of y'all, because five of y'all hear me, that's good enough. I want to make an impact, though. But listen, God is about to give some of you some surplus. God is about to give some surplus. When she poured out the vessels and she have no more bottles to fill, no more vessels to fill, and still had the one left that she was pouring out of into, Lord have mercy. She was pouring out of one vessel, but the one vessel was pouring into all the vessels. Y'all don't hear me. God is getting ready to give some of you some surplus, which means more than enough. I wish I had a praying church to say, Lord, I'm waiting on my miracle. Lord, I'm standing, I'm believing, I'm trusting, I'm doing all that I can do to bring it to pass. Sometimes, your obedience will rock the miracle in your life. Your obedience will bring forth the blessing in your life. When you obey, hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, it will bring forth your blessing. It will cause, oh my God, heaven to back you, to promote you, to sustain you. She had one bottle of oil that they were pouring out of, and it poured into many, and she didn't have no more bottles, and that one bottle paid everything off. And she had more than enough. She had a surplus that never ran dry. Come on, somebody. I wish y'all would get this. God has a blessing with your name on it. God has a miracle with your name on it. God is, he's using you as a river, as a conduit, where you always have access to more than enough, where you are a river that's flowing. Like our ministry, we are forever flowing. We will never run dry. That will never be a drought, because we are forever flowing. Come on, somebody, catch it in the spirit. There's a surplus right now that the Lord is releasing in the earth. Will you be a recipient of it, or will you talk yourself out of it? Will you talk your, oh Lord, have mercy. We talk ourselves out of everything but the right thing. You want to talk about mess, but talk about living holy. Talk about living right. Talk about being obedient to God. Talk about, is your faith or level increased? Do it need to be elevated? Do you need to increase? Ask for more faith. My God, you ain't doing nothing with the faith you got. And then some of you, I want the Lord to increase my faith. Well, start shaking that what you got. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see here. I'm almost through. We see in 1 Kings, Elijah the prophet, the master prophet, performed the same type miracles as we see here in chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4 is of Elisha. Remember, I'm talking about surplus now. So you can remember that as prophets, we have the ability to speak over your life. We have the ability, amen. And when we give you instructions, godly instructions,
when you follow the instructions of the prophets, then you will come into the manifestation of those things which you hope for. So listen, in 2 Kings, Elisha, y'all remember Elisha? Elisha followed his leader around. Everywhere Elijah went, Elisha was on his heel. Everything Elijah did, Elisha was right there. Elisha, and even in the end where Elijah knew that he was getting ready to be taken up in a whirlwind. So he said to him, he said, I'm getting ready to go out of town. And he said, you stay out till I come back. See, because he didn't want to take him with him because he knew that it was the hour. This was the time. But he said, no, if you go, I'm going. If you go there, I'm going with you. So he was following him. So, you know, it's inevitable that we all going to die and we're going to, you know, some form or some way. And so he knew that it was, you know, he couldn't prolong the time. So as he said, well, what can I do for you? Just the same thing he asked this woman, what can I do for you? What can I help you with? And he says, all that you would give me a double portion of your anointing. And as the world, as he was being whirled in the, you know, world, as the wind world was, taking him up, he began to drop his anointing, his mantle on Elisha. All right. So here we see in 1 Kings and in 2 Kings, Elijah, the master prophet. And then you see his son, his spiritual son, Elisha in the 2 Kings working and wrought the same miracles that his father did. So listen, I know it's 6:45 and we're getting ready to open up these phone lines, but I'm going to leave you with a question. What are you carrying? See, he got a double portion of his leader's anointing, all right? He got a double portion of his leader's mandate. So listen, greater work shall we do, right? That's what the Bible said. When Jesus died, the Bible said, greater work shall we do. So Elijah died, gave Elisha his anointing, his mantle. So if the mantle fall on you, then that means you're going to be even more powerful than you already are in your own self, because now you're carrying the mantle of your leader. What are you carrying on tonight? Because whatever you're carrying, if you're carrying the right stuff, you can call those things that be not as though they already are into fruition. You can call them to you. You can cause the blessings to come to you, or you can cause them to go from you. So it's up to you. What are you carrying? Amen. That's very important on tonight. It's very important to know what you're carrying, because when you're carrying what your leader carried, amen, you shall be prosperous. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, y'all, I want y'all to know that it is in your obedience to God. And when you obey God, then it's easy for you to obey your leaders, because he said, I give you leaders after my heart. God is talking. So when you obey your leader, God, you should be obeying your leaders, right? Hallelujah. But sometimes, y'all, listen to this, and I'm going to be through. When God is about to work a miracle, he doesn't want it broadcasted all the time. He don't want it broadcasted all over the world. He wants you to let the miracle take place. Some of the people in the Bible, he told them to go and tell no one, right? So this was Elisha was saying to her, when you come in, close the door behind you and behind your son. Because of the simple fact what God was getting ready to do in their life, that was a miracle. To have a bottle of oil to pour in major vessels, and then you still had enough oil that when you got an empty one, you could pour again and it could pay off all your debt, the debt that was then, the past debt, and the debt to come. That's nothing but a miracle. You hear what I'm saying? Especially when you didn't have it and you were in debt, and God blessed you to be able to pay off everything and everybody from now till you die. Come on, that's a miracle. So, but he doesn't want you. Sometimes God has to pull you away from people. He allowed people to hurt you enough, bad enough, to get them out of your life or out of your system. Because if they don't hurt you bad enough, you'll still just take it. You'll take everything that they're doing to you. But he needs you to let go of these situations, these people, places, and things, so that he can reward you, so that he can bless you. God ain't finna drop no $1 million on you, and you can't even pay your tithes now because you connected to folks that don't tithe. You connected to people that don't give. You connect to broke, busted, and low ball mentality type people. He ain't finna drop no $1 million on you for what? It'll fall to the ground. You'll lose it. You'll be wondering, but Lord, why everybody getting stuff and I ain't got it, baby? Because maybe you're not ready. Oh, have you ever thought about that? You're not ready mentally, psychologically, physically, economically so. You're not ready because you don't handle your affairs right. But when you begin to line up with the word, when you begin to line up with his will, Lord have mercy, y'all. I just felt a fresh wind. The wind of the Lord been blowing on me since Sunday. And I just felt it get cool right on my legs. And I'm not under no air vents. My air is not on. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Father, for fresh wind blowing. Amen. So God is blowing on us on tonight. He's blowing on our situations, our circumstances, and our finances. I hope that this word has blessed y'all. I hope that you have gotten something that you can relate to your own life. Look at the woman and the man in the mirror. Look and see what God is saying about you. Find out who you are. You're going to need to know who you are so that you don't back down. Because some of you just keep backing down from the devil. Stop running from him. You should be chasing him. And not him chasing you. Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. Kimmy Kim, let's open up these phone lines on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr.
All right. Well, it's about 4 or 5 y'all coming on at the same time. Let me do this. Make sure you just come on with your name, city, and state. Tell me where you're chiming in from. I need to know where you're chiming in from. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Emma, because I know you got to go.
Yes, ma'am. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. Yes, ma'am. I was trying to get on before I get off and get in class, but I thank the Lord for you bringing that word. He gave you that word to deliver to his peoples, and I received that, and may the Lord bless you back in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. I accept, and God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Cynthia Hunter. This is Mr. KB from the Brookhaven, Mississippi area. Thank you.
Bless you on tonight.
Mighty word on tonight. I receive it. Mighty word on tonight. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Amen. Y'all, everything you need is in your obedience. And we can get our children to see that they would be so blessed. We wouldn't mind doing anything for them if they were obeying, right? Same way with our God. He doesn't mind doing anything for us. And especially when we're in obedience to him. Oh, man, that's just like, Lord, you know. So look at your kids. If they were to obey you, you wouldn't mind spending $400 on a pair of tennis shoes. I mean, I would, but I'm just saying. Glory to God. But we thank God for you on tonight. Thank God. I hope, pray that you have safe travels going back to your area in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless
thank
you on tonight.
God, amen. And God bless you more.
I accept. I accept. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama.
Good evening. How are you?
This is Ronnie calling from Houston, Texas. How are you, Mom? Your great word on tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Good evening. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in obedience to the Father. Amen. That's going to be your way out. That's your ticket out. Y'all want a ticket to heaven? Amen. That is it. Stay in obedience to God. Amen. All right. Love you. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Good evening, Apostle.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you.
I enjoy the word tonight. I enjoy the word.
Amen. Tell us what city and state you're chiming in from.
Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. Amen. All right. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God tonight. Amen. I hope you guys were blessed. I hope y'all don't forget this word now. You know, you can hear these words preached a lot of ways, but whatever strikes out at you, then that's what you need to apply. Make sure you make it applicable for your life. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. You be blessed of the Lord. Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, all right.
right.
Hey, mama, hey. It was a good word. I received it. I received it.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you and continue to keep me and the boys in prayer.
Oh, we got y'all lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen. We are planning on being there with you. Just needed waiting on them to release our date to pick up because I have to make sure everything is in order and stuff. So, but, yeah, we're planning on being there, you know, with you. So just know that. I just wanted to share that with you. Amen. Amen. You remember to, this is the time where, woman of God, you need to begin to turn your plate down, okay? I don't know how much God wants you to fast. I don't know how many days that's for you to seek him about. Ask God, how many days do he want you to fast? I mean, you really need to fast because it's going to bring your flesh under subjection, which, you know, it'll cause you to be where you can, you'll be able to begin to hear God or you'll begin to see God move. And, you know, it'll help you in this process. God is still on the throne. He has not lost his position. He can never lose his position. Men may come, men may go, but God can never be removed. Amen. I don't care what people say, they don't want to be, they don't want him or whatever. He can never be replaced. He can never be removed. So so I want you to ask him what days he wants you to go on the fast. He may say 3 days a week. He may say a whole 14 days, 21 days. Whatever he tells you, that's what you do. Follow the instructions, all right? Y'all got to understand when we going through some things, we have to listen to the instructions and follow them to a T. It is when we deviate from the instructions that we get in trouble with God. So if God gives you some instructions, listen to them, hearken to them, obey them, follow them, and you'll, you know, you'll see the reward. So we bless the Lord for you and your family on tonight. We got y'all covered in prayer. Amen. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Amen.
Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening.
Good
How
evening.
All is well, Prophetess Ross. What it do?
It's doing. I just got off work. I'm chiming in from Theodore, Alabama.
All right, now.
Elijah and Alicia, I think that's how you said it was. However, I think for the double court, you know.
Come on, man.
And I thank the Lord for the word on tonight. It was nourishing to my spirit, man.
Amen.
And we get started.
Hallelujah. Amen. God has given us the surplus, but we complain so much. You know, we can't complain. When you see somebody else getting blessed, you know what the best thing for you to do? Celebrate with them. You know, congratulate and mean it. People don't mean it. They say it with their mouth, but their hearts be far from it. They be like, mm-hmm, that nigga, thank you. Think they got it going on in those areas. You know how y'all do. That's all I'm going to say. Amen. Y'all going to get me banned off the radio broadcast. Jesus. Lord Jesus. But I'm just saying, y'all, you know, so there's just follow the instructions, y'all. Please. It's simple. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard because you don't, your flesh don't want to come under subjection. But when you allow yourself to be, you know, just, I don't know, open to the things of God, you won't be such a push or such a fight. We fight everything but the right thing. Amen.
Okay.
But thank you tonight for tuning in with me. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you too.
I accept. Thank you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica, and I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama. I want to thank you for the word.
Amen. God bless you on tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But I really want to thank you for tuning in. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you can apply some of this word to your life and that you can benefit from it. You know, we are supposed to benefit from the word of the Lord.
We ain't supposed to just let the word fall to the ground. No, we're supposed to benefit. Amen. So I thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. You stay encouraged now. You hear?
Amen. Do the same.
I accept. Last call. Calling on the air with the apostle.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Hope Jones coming in from Mobile, Alabama. How you doing, Apostle Hunter?
All is well. How are you on tonight?
I'm doing well.
Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. I know I didn't get to minister into y'all lives on tonight like I usually do, but we just coming back, amen, like a new season. I don't know. God is just turning some things upside down. But I am so glad that you tuned in with me on tonight. I thank God for you. Keep listening. Keep pushing. God have great things in store for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still? Okay, I was going to say, wait, did I lose you? Amen, all right?
Yes.
Listen, you guys, I need for y'all to do me a big, big favor. I need for you guys to meet me next week, next Tuesday at the 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the same VAT station. No, I'm just playing. Same Jesus station, same Jesus time. Y'all meet me here, all right? Make sure you invite your neighbors and your friends. Get them on the line. Get them on this broadcast because God has a word just for them. I love y'all. And until next time, Dr. Kimmy Kim has been real. Shalom.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This is your son, Father. Yes, Lord. You all that I got left, Father. Me and you, Lord. Let's ride. It's good news. Plenty love us like cook food. Gotta never move the same way that a crook move. You had my back even when I wasn't focused. Polished up my looks, then sir, the devil noticed. I was on the slope, me and sin was having brunch. Sin was setting me up, cause sin was on the hunt. I was on my own, though I was living lavish. Christ moved in, sprayed raid on my habits. He broke every chain, opened doors in that prison. Shed his blood on the cross, put me on my mission. When I started walking, friends became distant. God became closer, then I started living. Girls used to tempt me, said I was cute. I started fornicating, my kids are the proof. Could've made it pro, but it wasn't in my blueprint. God rearranged, put a stamp on my new print. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, you cleansed me. You purged me. When I was lost, I put them up on my speed dial. My number one, thank the Lord that I'm free now. Hard time in the storm, I was see now. He lift the veil, clear the vision, I can see now. Bless dude, I don't mess with the rest dude. He built me up every single test I went through. When I was weak, the Holy Ghost helped me press through. Strategize, kept me smart like a chess move. Now I'm looking at the op, like what's your best move? I refuse to pout, that's what breasts do. I got stripes on my shirt, I'm a vet dude. Got my cross off the ground, I'ma get through. Prep for the trials, ready for the test, dude. Before he gives you much, he gives you less, dude. I'm sold out, I stepped away from my past life. I'm in the book, don't believe me, you can ask Christ. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, you cleanse me. You purge me. Sitting up, reminiscing of his grace. How he fixed the puzzle, put the pieces in their place. Used to go against him, put my sins in his face. Rolled a few blunts and put the gin in his face. Yeah, I'm a pastor, just saying I ain't perfect. But he had mercy and took me to my purpose. He gave me a lifeline, homie, at the right time. Now my faith on fire and I'm steaming like a pipeline. By your stripes,
You cleanse me. You purge me.
Put the pieces in their place. You took the one kiss off of my sins in his face. Roll a few blunts and put the gin in his face.